NBC's Inter-American University of the Air presents Chapter 5 of Lands of the Free. The story of taxation without representation, the beginning of the struggle for the rights of man that bore its fruit 200 years later.
You have been told that the right to determine taxation belongs only to the king. I tell you, when taxation becomes unjust, the king has forfeited that right.
Treason! Treason to the king!
If that be treason, then I cry, what is the definition of liberty?
No, that was not Patrick Henry crying out against taxation without representation. It was the voice of Alonzo Sanchez, America's first martyr in the cause of independence. Alonzo Sanchez and his followers fought to free their beloved land from injustice, from domination of a government not their own. How like their brother patriots much later in the English colonies to the north. In 1591, King Philip of Spain issued an order to extend the Alcabala tax to the province of Quito, today the Republic of Ecuador. In 1591, an isolated colony. In Lima, capital of Peru, the viceroy is talking to a lawyer from Spain, a schemer named Dr. Esteban Maranon.
Dr. Maranon, I'm very pleased with the way you handled matters in Valparaíso.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
But now, Dr. Maranon, I have another mission for you. The Attorney General of the province of Quito is a man named Alonzo Sanchez.
Sanchez?
Sanchez is a fire eater, an orator, a rabble rouser. It has come to my attention that in certain speeches before the Quito Assembly, this Sanchez has criticized the way I administer the affairs of Quito as a province of my viceroyalty of Peru.
But Excellency, we cannot permit that.
There is another man. He is Miguel Barros.
Sanchez and Barros.
Barros is president of the city council. Barros and Sanchez are close friends. There may be danger of these two stirring up the people about some such matter as taxation.
Your Excellency, whether they like it or not, when there is a tax, they will pay it.
You will go to the city of Quito, capital of the province. You will set up your law office as though you intend to live there and work there the rest of your life. You will even have yourself made a member of the city council.
So I can keep my eye on Barros and Sanchez?
Yes. And on another man as well.
Who is this man, Your Excellency?
The richest and most influential man in the province. The man who operates the cocoa exchange. His name is Diego Carrera.
Carrera may also cause trouble.
Hmm? Not if you handle him correctly. He is vacillating. He does not know his own mind. He is influenced by the last person to talk to him.
Then my task will be to put Carrera on our side and keep him there.
Exactly.
Your Excellency, it will be done.
Good. At the slightest murmur in Quito, communicate with me. I'll send the army. And we'll wipe out these provincial troublemakers before they know what's happened.
Following the directions of the viceroy, Dr. Maranon went to Quito and made friends with Carrera. Through Carrera's help, Dr. Maranon became a member of the city council. Nearly a year went by. Then to the assembly came the announcement that King Philip of Spain had ordered the alcabala, the sales tax, to be levied in Quito. A little before noon, on a warm December morning of 1591, Miguel Barros enters the cocoa exchange. In his private office, Carrera, busy behind his desk, looks up as Barros entered and closes the door.
Good morning, Barros.
Good morning, Carrera.
What brings you to my office, my friend?
Carrera, I'm ruined.
Ruined? Oh, come now, my friend. Sit down, Barros.
You have seen the announcement from the assembly?
About the new sales tax?
The alcabala?
Yes.
This tax will ruin all of us. I've called a meeting of the city council for 2 o'clock this afternoon. We must talk this thing out. You will be there?
Oh, of course.
Good. Carrera, do you know how much we pay under the new tax?
2%, isn't it?
2% on every article of general sale.
Well, it could be worse, my friend.
It is worse. The tax we must pay on cocoa. Cocoa, mind you, is 5%.
Well, that is rather high.
Is that all you have to say?
Well, after all, Barros, I don't use much cocoa in my household. 5%, 10%, the king has to get his money somewhere.
Carrera, I told you I'm ruined.
Well, now, come, my friend.
Am ruined, and so is every other planter in the province of Quito, because we made a contract with you to buy our cocoa at a definite price. This 5% tax takes every centavo of our profit. You don't pay the tax, Carrera. You pass on the tax to the merchants who buy our cocoa from you. You're the man in the middle. You still make your profit. But the rest of us, the entire province of Quito, will be bankrupt.
My good friend, you are excited.
Carrera, this law is not just. No tax is a just tax if it will ruin everybody.
Oh, well, well, now that you put it that way, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Well,
yes.
Tell me then, tell me. What will you do about our contract?
Your contract?
Yes, the contracts you hold for our cocoa. The contracts that say we have to sell to you at a price that will ruin us with this new tax. You've got to do something for us.
My friend, be calm. Barros, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes?
I cannot break the contract. But I'll do this. I will split my profit on cocoa with each planter I buy from.
Oh, Carrera, I knew you would help us.
Oh, it's nothing, Barros. We're friends. We understand each other. Oh, 12 o'clock. Oh, yes. I must go home for lunch and my siesta.
Wait half a minute, Carrera. Alonso Sanchez was pleading a case before the assembly this morning. He said he'd be finished by midday, and I asked him to meet us here.
I would like to wait, but I have Dr. Maranon coming home to lunch with me. His law office is upstairs, you know. I'm expecting him this very minute.
Maranon?
Yes. I'm sorry I can't stay and talk to you.
Dr. Maranon can wait.
Oh, but he's my guest.
And this is the situation that affects our very lives. Yours too, Carrera. Sanchez will have much to say about the tax.
But Barros,
when Dr. Maranon comes, he can join our discussion. That Spaniard is good at talking, almost too good.
All right, Barros. And since Dr. Maranon came recently from Spain, he'll have the latest information on the king's attitude about this tax.
Good day, gentlemen.
Sanchez. Come on in, Sanchez. We're waiting for you.
How are you, Sanchez?
Carrera, fire is in the air.
Sanchez, tell us, how did the assembly meeting go?
Dynamite, Barros. I'll tell you about it later. Yes. Sit down, gentlemen. Sit over there, Barros. Carrera, you sit behind your desk.
Alonso Sanchez, you talk as though this were your office. Where are you going to sit?
I will stand. I have got something important to say. Diego Carrera, Miguel Barros, today the dagger of despotism has been stabbed into the breast of liberty.
Well, Sanchez, one can see why they have made you attorney general.
You may think this is something to laugh away, Carrera. You may think that this tax means nothing to you. I understand you, Carrera. You're a man on the fence. You are for this side or for that side, whichever side is better for you.
Now, just a minute, gentlemen.
Carrera, if the planters fail, if the province of Quito is bankrupt, you will fall with the rest.
Oh, Sanchez, I understand the difficulty for all of us.
You realize what this new tax will do to our lives?
Oh, why, of course.
You realize that tax is unjust?
Of course it is.
Do you agree that citizens have a right to say how and when and how much they should be taxed?
Oh, naturally, Sanchez. If you say we have that right, you as the attorney general...
You realize, then, that we have the right to refuse to pay the king his tax.
Now, Sanchez. We must see both sides of this. We want to do the right thing for the people, but on the other hand, if the king decrees that this is our tax, you say we have the right to refuse that...
It was a slip, Sanchez. You must be careful.
That was indeed a slip. Gentlemen, I have heard every word you were saying while I stood outside the door.
Oh, it is you, Dr. Maranon.
and that lawyer from Spain.
Oh, sit down, Dr. Manon, and sit down. We're just having a little discussion.
You call it a discussion. You Creoles here in Quito. In Spain, we call it treason.
Dr. Marino, that is one thing you cannot say.
Will a native tell a Spaniard what he cannot say?
Dr. Marino, the fact that we were born in the province of Quito instead of in Spain makes us no less brave.
Miguel Barros, I was thinking not of the strong back, but of the intelligent mind.
Marino, if you imply that
the native is
good as any Spaniard.
How quick you are, Sanchez. For a dull-witted native.
Marino, I'll take your throat between my fingers
now. No, gentlemen.
Yes. Strength in place of wit. I understand.
Sanchez, be calm.
I'll be calm when these Spaniards leave us alone.
Dr. Marino, you will forgive us. You know, it's the new tax. We've become a bit worried.
Of course you have, Carrera. You were thinking of the tax as a loss to yourselves instead of as a gain for the king. You'll change your attitude after you've been paying it for a while.
And suppose we refuse to pay it?
Refuse, eh? That is very good.
You find it humorous, Dr. Marinon?
I find it insolent.
Marinon, you are the one who is insolent.
My good Sanchez, as good provincials, you are tolerated by the court at Madrid as long as you pay your taxes. You know what will happen to you if you refuse.
Now, Dr. Marinon, we haven't refused to pay the tax.
Not yet, Carrera. Dr. Marinon.
Well, Sanchez?
Barros here has called a meeting of the
City Council of Patrol Corps this afternoon. You and Carrera will, of course, be there. Of course.
Oh, that's fine. So,
will you now excuse us, gentlemen? Dr. Marinon and I are expected home for lunch.
Very well, Carrera.
Oh, Carrera.
Yes, Barros.
Do you mind if Sanchez and I use your office a moment longer? We want to prepare for the meeting.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all, Barros. Stay as long as you like.
Thanks, Carrera.
Good day, gentlemen. Come on, Carrera. It's late.
Oh, then until 2 o'clock.
Yes, Carrera, 2 o'clock. Thank the saints, they're gone.
Barros, another minute with Marinon and I would...
Because he was born in Spain and we, the sons of Spaniards, were born in the province. He thinks he can lord it over us and insult us.
We have taken all we are going to take from Spain.
There were a way of putting up a united front against this domination.
There is, Barros. Just a minute.
Where are you going, Sanchez?
I'm just making sure that sneaking Marinon isn't listening to our conversation. Yeah, he's all right. I suppose Marinon's hunger is greater than his curiosity.
You were saying, Sanchez, that there is a way we can fight this domination.
My friend, Marinon is right. We are not Spaniards. We are a new race, Americans.
A little good it does us.
We can rebel.
Sanchez.
I mean it. This new tax is a spark to set off the bonfire of rebellion. With this flame, we strike the first blow for independence.
Revolution.
Now I'll tell you what happened this morning at the assembly.
Yes?
We voted that the people have the right to determine whether or not they will pay a tax.
That the people have the right to determine.
We went further. This afternoon, if the city council votes not to pay this tax, the assembly will vote for independence and declare the province of Quito free forever from the tyranny of Spain.
Alonso Sanchez, I am with you.
Give me your hand, Barros.
For independence, all of us together.
Yeah. What about Marinon? He says he's a friend of the Viceroy.
Mostly big talk, I think.
And how far can we trust Carrera?
Why do you ask that?
Carrera is the most influential man in the province. Whatever stand he takes, the people will follow.
Oh, I'm sure Carrera will take whatever stand the majority of the council takes. If we have a majority, we can trust him.
We'll get the majority. Barros, you're leader of the landowners' party, and if you speak for our cause...
As chairman of the council, I am forbidden to
speak. That can be overcome. This afternoon, you step down from the rostrum.
Yes?
And appoint Carrera temporary chairman.
I see.
Speaking from the floor, you and I together can swing the council to vote against paying the tax. As temporary chairman, Carrera will carry out the wishes of the majority.
I'll do it. This afternoon, when we open the council meeting, the first thing I will do...
You have heard a full description of the tax the king proposes to levy on us. Now, I, for one, would like to hear the point of view of our chairman, Don Miguel Barros. Thank you.
Thank you, Alonso Sanchez. Members of the council, I feel too keenly the injustice of this tax to be able to express myself calmly as your chairman. As you wish to hear my personal opinion, I therefore step down from the rostrum and appoint in my place as temporary chairman a man we all esteem for his utmost fairness, Don Diego Carrera. Carrera, will you please take the chair?
What? Thank you, Barrett. Thank you.
Now, may I have the floor?
The chair recognizes Don Miguel Barros.
Thank you. Members of the council, in my opinion, the law throughout all history demonstrates that citizens have certain rights. Among such rights must be the right to determine how and when we shall be taxed.
The right to determine taxation belongs only to the king.
Gentlemen,
Dr. Maranon broke in on the last speaker to echo the voice of tyranny from the court of Spain. I cry out on behalf of the oppressed in the province of Quito. Here within our borders is poverty, ignorance, and disease. The purpose of taxation is to relieve poverty, ignorance, and disease. But these taxes will not pay the expenses of our shameful need. Instead, they will pay the extravagances of a king across the sea. We were not asked if we would like to pay these taxes. I call on his council to refuse to pay them. Gentlemen, you are told that the right to determine taxation belongs only to the king. I tell you, when taxation becomes unjust, the king has forfeited that right.
Treason! Treason to the king!
If that be treason, then I cry, what is the definition of liberty? Gentlemen, I call for a vote.
Come in.
Oh, Dr. Maranon.
Good evening, Carrera.
How nice of you to call on me this evening, Dr. Maranon. Come in, sir.
Thank you.
You must have a little wine, Dr. Maranon. It is something I received from Spain 4 years ago. You will like it.
I have something more intoxicating on my mind tonight, Carrera. You must have been proud of yourself this afternoon.
Oh, proud of myself? Oh, what do you mean?
Letting those Creoles pull the wool over your eyes. I made a fool of you.
A fool of me, Dr. Maranon. Please explain.
Why do you suppose Barros stepped down from the rostrum and put you up as chairman? Because you're the most important man in town.
Oh, well, I do have some influence.
And Barros knows it. He knew he couldn't get your support for treason to the king, so he made you chairman so you would seem to be behind him. And your influence would carry the vote.
If Barros played a trick like that on me,
I... Sanchez. Don't you understand Alonso Sanchez? Sanchez put him up to it.
You think so?
Sanchez is your enemy.
Sanchez? My enemy?
But I am on to their little plot. All you need, Carrera, is someone to open your eyes. And now you will see these traitors for what they are. Carrera, did it ever occur to you why I am here in Quito? Do you think for 1 minute that the Viceroy doesn't realize that there are certain people here who cannot be trusted?
Now, what do you want me to do?
I knew I could count on you. Carrera, You stay here in Quito and keep things quiet. Humor these rebels when they start their little revolution, and they will. Pretend to be in sympathy. But keep them from going too far. Use your influence. Break down their assurance. Make them uncertain. Pit one element against another. And remember, I shall return.
Oh, you are going away, Dr. Mariner?
I am going to Lima. I am going to the Viceroy. And I'm coming back with an army to punish these traitors with death.
Never suspecting Maranon's treachery nor Carrera's duplicity, Sanchez, Barros, and the citizens continue their plan for freedom. The assembly declared the province of Quito independent from Spain. Fiesta was announced. All business stopped. There was music and celebration. This was a time for Thanksgiving. Sanchez and Barros, at the head of a cheering crowd, marched from the public square to the house of their most respected citizen, Diego Carrera. Had he not been chairman of the council that refused to pay the tax? What finer patriot than Carrera could be found to be president of independent Quito?
Diego Carrera!
Carrera!
Come out! We want you! Here he is! He's at the door! Carrera! A cheer for Carrera, new president!
Citizen, one moment. Sanchez, tell me what this means.
Carrera, we want you for our president.
Wait a minute. President? Oh, citizens of Quito, I do not know what you say. This honor, do you think I'm the person for this responsibility?
Please be quiet. Please, gentlemen. After all, you have able leaders with you in the crowd. Sanchez, Barros.
You are the one we want, Carrera. The people in the province respect and
Carrera,
trust you.
Carrera, we trust you with our very independence.
But how do you know you have your independence?
We have declared it. We are free men, Carrera.
Free? Oh, yes. Until the army comes from Lima.
Army from Lima? What are you talking about? What does he mean? Is there a traitor here?
Is there a traitor here? I'll tell you who is the traitor. There! Sanchez, Barros, there are traitors to the King of Spain. Independent, are you? When the army comes, Sanchez and Barros will hang independently from the tallest tree.
No, no, no.
United Citizens of Quito.
Quiet, listen to me.
United Citizens of Quito. Let us remain united in our purpose. The title traitor is easy to employ by a traitor. There stands the man we trusted, the man we wanted for our leader, the man who has deceived us and betrayed us and would return us to our chains. Carrera, what will you do with him?
Do you want me to say something to the rebels, Dr. Maranon?
I will do the speaking, Carrera. You may stand beside me and slightly behind. Miguel Barros.
Dr. Maranon.
Step forward. Miguel Barros, being an elected representative of the people, you have committed a crime against the people. You will be taken a prisoner to Lima to stand trial. Have you anything to say?
I have fought for liberty. I am ready to die for it.
Enough. Alonso Sanchez, step forward. Alonso Sanchez, being an appointed officer of the king, you have committed a crime against the king. For you, there is no further trial.
you will be beheaded on this field. Have you anything to say?
Yes, I have something to say.
We are waiting.
Citizens of Quito, when you sleep tonight, remember this day. And in your dreams, remember independence. There is a justice in this world that guarantees men a right to rule themselves. Justice is not undone. By this defeat, it is delayed. But one day, you will win it. There stands the man who might have been your leader, Diego Carrera, safe behind this Spaniard and the army. You will be rewarded, Carrera, but it will be a small reward. Your 30 pieces of silver will be brass, for you are the Judas who betrayed the hope of freedom. And you, Dr. Maranon, revel in your little victory. Glory in your conquest. Sing praises to the army that has brought back chains to men who might be free. Your song is very short. Yes, you can kill me here. But from the deaths upon this field, from every groan of sacrifice and every drop of martyr blood, there springs a legion in the days to come. A patriot army, swelling like the tide, to strike for freedom.
Executioner, take that man away.
We are not stopped. Our cause is just begun. Freedom will rise again like the eternal sun.
We are not stopped. Our cause is just begun. Freedom will rise again like the eternal sun. So ends the story of the revolution in Quito, Ecuador, in the year 1591. The first fight for freedom in the Americas. The beginning of the struggle for the rights of man that bore its fruit of liberty 200 years later, when the nations of the Americas at last were free. Today there is again the fight for freedom, the fight for our nation, of the United Nations, for freedom for all nations and all peoples from the tyranny of aggression. Joined by the spirits of the patriots of old, we fight to win this war and to secure forever the right of all peoples to govern themselves.